fam, what's going on? This is Big Daddy coming at you. It is, what is today's date? You know what? All I know has been a while. It's been a couple weeks because I've been trying to get my life straightened out. And you know what? It's going that way. Everything's working. You know, I'm not going to complain about shit because it could be worse. I just came back. Well, what's this today? It is November 5th, 2023. Man. For many, the end of the year is coming up real soon. My end of the year, I'm sorry, well, the beginning and the end of my year is always my birthday. That's how I measure and gauge, you know, my goals and my, you know, my accomplishments and shit like that. I don't go by the Gregorian calendar. I talked about this last podcast, but that's neither here nor there. I was coming home right now. And I was at my favorite spot, Buffalo Park, and I was, you know, walking around as usual and getting some fresh air and contemplating, and it hit me. Tomorrow, on November 6th, well, I started November 7th, it would be a year. It'd be a whole year that I moved from Flagstaff, moved to Prescott Valley to try a complete different life. And as you know, hearing recently on some of the podcasts, didn't work out exactly as I wanted, but it did. I tried something new. I went somewhere new. I got around people that I was not comfortable with, some that I was comfortable with. And it's just hit me how funny life is sometimes. I don't regret not going down there. It was something I had to do. It was something that was very much needed. It was something that I knew I could pull off. But then shit started happening. I had to come back to Flagstaff, and you know, I'm working now. I'm not doing what I want. You know, I still want to do massage and stretch. I'm still waiting for my license to come in. You know, thanks to Arizona's new rules about, you know, you have to get dual, like, I don't know, background checks and all that stuff. So I'm still waiting on my license. Yeah, it's been a couple of months. Yes, before any of you say, well, if it was me, I'd be calling them up every day. Well, you can call them up every day. You're not going to get nobody. And trust me, I did for, oh, I say about a week and a half. I called them every day. No one ever answered the phone. The only way they'll get in touch with you is through email, because they're too fucking chicken shit and too cowardly to talk to people one-on-one, because they know exactly what's going to happen. So I don't know, as I'm looking at this beautiful sunset right now, it just hit me that I gave it a try. I did my best. Yeah, I lived in several places trying to find some place good for me to live in. First place I moved in, you know, it was just too much of a madhouse. Sure, people with dogs, they don't give a shit about their human tenants because they want what they want. And I really feel that, and I don't give a damn who's listening to this. If you have pets and if you rent to people, you need to have your fucking dogs in check. I don't give a fuck who lives there. If people are paying their hard-earned money to live comfortably somewhere, especially in your house, and you set these rules, and if you can't abide to their privacy as well, you have no business trying to rent out nothing to nobody. It was just a lesson, folks. I'm not gonna lie. It was just a lesson of life, of what I want and what I don't want, of a goal I want for myself. I want a house. I want my own house. I want to have my own space, all that stuff. I don't live well with others. I really don't. I lived so long by myself, and to have to roommate with other people, man, I ain't gonna lie, it's fucking weird. It really is. I think that's what I think that's why me and my best friend Morgan, why we tried several times to find different apartments and stuff like that, and why the universe kept stepping in like, nope, you two can't live together. Nope, this ain't gonna work. Nope, this ain't gonna happen. No offense against her. I'm glad it didn't happen, because I do need my own space. I don't play well with others, I guess, in that regard. And by the way, I love y'all. I hope you guys have been doing good. I hope that y'all have been pursuing your dreams and pushing towards your goals and everything. Whatever's going on in your life, I just really hope that it's coming out for the best. You know, things happen. As usual, I've sent my blessings to people who've passed on and people who've lost loved ones and stuff like that. It's just life, isn't it? Life goes on. But someday we're going to be taking that dirt nap too, and we're going to be leaving behind loved ones who are probably going to go through the same thing. And, you know, it's the nature of the beast. As they say, it's just the nature of the beast. And death is not a bad beast. Death is a good beast. We're transitioning. You know, we're just leaving this body that we have right now to the next one whenever it's our time. And, you know, the people who move on from us, it's the same thing. Why am I bringing this up now? I have no idea. Maybe because it's just a huge season of change for me right now. I'm in a season of let's get shit done, because I don't know how much time I have left. Season, get shit done. I've been writing more. I was going to do the NaNoWriMo. No, you know what that, if y'all don't know what that is, that's the National something. Anyway, it's a writing contest they hold every November where you write 50,000 words. You try to write a book, at least 50,000 words, in a month. And many people have gone on to win it and become published authors and, you know, stuff like that. And congratulations to them, man, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes it's hard. And I was going to do it, but I decided against it because I need to, there's certain ideas I need to take my time with, some research I need to take my time with. But just the fact that I'm writing again, and I'm writing at least, 1,000 words a day, at least that's what I'm trying to do. I don't punish myself for not getting those thousand words done. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm just putting pen to paper or typing shit out. It feels good. I'm having fun again. I feel like a kid again who was living in my grandma's house, writing ideas for so many short stories and comic books and stuff like that. But this time, I'm not going to let any of that shit sit around. I'm going to, this one book in particular, I'm going to publish. Just like I've always done, just like I did my poetry books, I'm gonna get it done. It's like I said, because I'm having fun again. And to all my fellow writers and artists and fellow misfits, shit, get it done. We're only around this damn block once in this life. We're here for lessons for this life. So get shit done. I don't care if things are not perfect right now. I don't care if, you know, the timing's not right. You know what? The timing is never right. Timing is never right. You just have to get shit done. And the more I realize that, you know, being around people who always go with the flow, you know, as they told me in the past, it kind of threw me off because that's not how I'm built. Sure, I can go with the flow with certain things. But after a while, man, you know what? I just have to get shit done. There's certain things that the flow don't work with. There isn't. I tried to be more flexible in other people's schedules and shit like that. But to me, they abused my patience, and I'm not cool with that. When you abuse someone else's time, when you're not conscious of what they might have to get done because your ass is lagging behind, that's fucked up. If you're abusing someone's trust because of said flow, you're just a selfish some bitch. I'm gonna say it again. You are a selfish some bitch, and you need to be flogged with ramen. And trust me, I've beaten people with ramen before. Ramen don't break so easily. It really don't. Hell, I slapped myself with ramen, and guess what? The shit don't break that easily. It'll crumble like a motherfucker. I've noticed that. But if you stretch it out after it's cooked, and you like whip it around like a whip, you know, I ain't gonna lie, this shit don't break so easily. Something in that damn ramen that I don't know what it is, but it's fun as fuck. Folks, trust me when I say I find the most amusing shit to get myself into, man. I'm not gonna lie. I've experimented. I ain't gonna lie. Okay, when you have a kid, there's no, you experiment, okay? Especially with food. They'll hear shit. Hey, Dad, I heard this tastes good with this, and this tastes good with that. Peanut butter, okay. Me and my son, when my son was younger, peanut butter and strawberry syrup sandwiches. Folks, I highly recommend that you have a gallon of water next to you when you eat that sandwich. If you decide to try this, okay, if you decide to try this, you have a gallon of water next to you, because for some reason, the consistency of peanut butter gets so damn thick with strawberry syrup. You sound like a dog who eats eating peanut butter. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck? And he's sitting there laughing because he's having like a fucking field day just making fun of me. And I guess that's the point. That was the point of the food little creation back then, because we did have fun. What will give you the flying shits is peanut butter and chocolate syrup. Now, you better make sure that you're close by the bathroom after 15 minutes of eating that shit, because you, boy, I'm telling you now, your stomach's gonna turn. You will run to that bathroom. You will fight with whoever you made that creation with for the restroom. You better like tag team in and out real quick. You take a couple of pushes and you almost get a fucking brain aneurysm and then you switch out. Man, oh man, it's just the shit that me and my son used to do. It was amazing. We used to get tuna helper quesadillas. Yes, we used to make just a big old pile of it, and we'd get those big old like 14. Well, they don't make them no more here in Flagstaff. They used to make 14-inch flour tortillas. And I used to have a damn skillet that fit that sumbitch. And we'd go get just a shit ton of cheese. We'd make that tuna helper. And man, we'd make big old like quesadilla stacks. I don't know. That's what we called it. We'd have at least about 5 spoonfuls of tuna helper and at least 2 big ass handfuls of cheese. And oh yeah, we used to eat that shit up, man. It was good, especially with some tapatio. Ooh, you don't know what you're missing out on. No laxative, but you will get the itis. And if you don't know what the itis is, man, look that shit up. ITIS. It was so much fun. I could go on and on with stories about shit what me and my son used to do and used to eat and everything else. But I just wanted to jump on here real quick and say hi. I was feeling y'all, and I've been feeling some of y'all energies lately, and thank you. A lot of it's been helping me. It's been helping me be creative and helping me write and everything. Because I talk with quite a few of y'all, and some of y'all have sent me emails and, you know, show ideas and stuff like that. So the people who send me show ideas, I'm telling you right now, a lot of the ideas that y'all send me, why don't you start a podcast yourself and talk about it? You would make so much, I don't know, how can I say it? Not make money. Well, you would make money in a different way. You'd make money in a good following way. Because some of the ideas that y'all have sent me, it's not shit that I would personally talk about or I can get into. But I'm telling you now, all you guys got to do, like I'm doing right now, I'm in my car again. Yes, I am doing, if you hear the traffic, that's just me. I just pulled off into the hospital and I'm looking at the sunset right now. And I'm telling you, if you would just grab your phone, okay? Throw on the recorder, hold the phone close to your mouth, speak into it, talk a podcast. But the reason why many of you don't is the same reason why I was afraid to write. You're too worried about what other people are thinking. Fuck what other people are thinking. That's what's holding many of you back, just like it held me back, okay? If you're too worried about what other people are going to think about your end result for a podcast or anything like that, or if you're worried about you're not going to get followers, if you're worried about the silly things, you're never going to get started. To all the people who always tell me, I wish I could do a podcast, don't wish, do it. It's so damn simple, so damn easy, and I offer so many people, you know, podcast advice. And then when I try to get a hold of y'all, y'all want to talk about something completely different. Or you guys want to just shoot the shit and not get shit done. Don't do that. If you're serious about podcasting, I will help you. But if you're not, please don't waste my time or anyone else's. Okay. This is fun. It really is. The reason why I do it, because it reminds me of radio. And I've been missing radio lately. And I actually put in a few applications to some radio stations because they're looking for DJs. So I'm not going to tell you what stations they were, but wish your boy luck. Because if I do get back on radio, hell, I'll still do my writing. I'll still do facial stretch therapy. And I'll do I'll do it all because this is fun to me. Find what works for you folks and milk the hell out of it. Radio, I still remember the first day. The first day I went on air. You're not supposed to, you know, you're supposed to read, you know, coming up, we got Oingo Boingo. We got Flock of Seagulls followed by Big Daddy Kane. And guess what? We got a contest coming up for y'all here on top of the hour. Check in, check back every hour on the hour. And then for some reason, I would talk about whatever was on that sheet. Okay. It would say, then we're going to go for the breaker, marker, blah, blah, blah. And the station managers, they were sitting outside the door when I was doing it, and they started laughing. They go, yeah, we make everyone do that because you guys got to learn. I remember when we had some mentors come in from Phoenix who were the station manager's friends. And we would tell them, yeah, they do this and they do this. And he'd sit back, and the station managers would laugh, but their mentors would sit there and look at them like, y'all are dumb fucks. And so they'd stop laughing. He goes, okay, there's this thing in radio where people try to, you know, they make you fuck up just to make sure that, you know, you won't do it again next time. He goes, wrong. He goes, your station manager reflects the station. He goes, I'm going to be hard on these guys right now. And he stood up and he looked at them and he made them stand in front. He goes, when they make you do that, that makes them and everyone look bad because it shows that they're not taking the time to show you properly how to be a proper DJ, how to, you know, he goes, yes, you're going to make your mistakes, but no one should force you under any circumstance, whether it's a rib or whatever, or joke, whatever. They're not supposed to do that because that reflects badly on everybody. People are listening. He goes, major stations are listening. They're looking for the next DJ to help fill the slots in their hours and stuff like that. He goes, so before I leave here in the next 2 days, I'm going to show you guys properly how to read from a script. And our station managers just sat there with their fucking lips hanging. And I was laughing. I said, good. You guys feel like shit? Good. Imagine how we feel. So their mentors showed us, which their mentors became our mentors. We would send them emails. Hey, we got this coming up. You know, could we fill in slots for, you know, for this concert and stuff like that? Could we talk? You know, can you show us how to talk about this or maybe do this? Yeah, we sure can. And it was magic. That's how I know I'm built for this because I would love to be a mentor. Seriously, when it comes to radio, I'd love to be a mentor, man. I'm doing my best to, like I said, doing my best right now to jump onto some radio stations. You're never too old, folks. What kind of you know, spot would I do? I would, you know, if they have an afternoon shift, I'll do an afternoon shift. I don't give a shit. But let's just say, okay, I will put this out there. One is a rock station and one is a country station. That's all I'm going to say. So the people who live here in Flagstaff, I know whoever who listens to this, I know y'all gonna be like, oh, he's gonna try for this one. He's gonna try for this one. It's none of your business, which I'm trying for. And I guarantee you will probably be fucking wrong. Okay? You will probably be fucking wrong. And I will laugh at your ass. Yes, I have to think about laughing at people lately. And why not? Hell, what time is it right now? It's 5:55. Ooh, make a wish. Good luck. Numbers, Rother. So, folks, whatever your dreams are, just go for them. I've missed y'all. I really have. I'm glad in many ways I'm back in Flagstaff. I'm glad I'm not, you know, in Prescott Valley anymore or Prescott because I lived in both places. You know, a lot of shit happened down there. It was a learning lesson. Move on. Yes. Will I know better next time? Absolutely. Does this mean I'm going to stay here in Flagstaff? Absolutely. Fuck no. I have the nomad itch already. I need my space. I need, you know, as much as Flagstaff is comfortable, and which is why I can't stay here because to me, comfort breeds contempt. I'm very contemptuous about a lot of shit right now because I found myself getting comfortable again. And I find myself being pulled again in different directions. I find that when I resist those things, people get mad. And when people get mad, it just reinforces why I have to leave all the fucking more. Am I looking around for places right now where I want to live? Absolutely. People say, oh, why you want to live in the big city? Why in the fuck are you questioning me? There's something about when people ask why. Well, I know why people ask why, especially nowadays, because, you know, when people ask you why, it makes you think about shit. But at the same time, to me, it's just them being fucking nosy and they should mind their goddamn business. Well, certain people in my life, they can ask me why all day because they bring out the best in me. They when they ask why, it makes me think. It makes me, you know, feel about certain things that I didn't feel about before. So I don't really think about these things. I feel them out. But again, some people ask why because they're just being fucking nosy. But why do you want to do that? Why do you want to do this? Why? Because I'm grown and I can. That's why, Negro. Speaking of Negroes, this Negro is out. Well, this half Negro is out. Folks, it's been a pleasure as always, man. And as usual, come check me out over at Noble Coffee here in Flagstaff. If you don't know where that's at, it's at the old Barnes & Noble. For you out-of-towners, thank you for listening. I love y'all, man. Seriously. For all those people who interact with me, you know, who send me questions and DMs and stuff like that. Hey, we listen to the podcast. Thank you. I really needed that. I really needed to hear just some kind of words. Thank you. Seriously, thank you. To know that there's a few people out there listening. And like I always tell people, biggest lesson I learned about podcasting, folks, for those who are really thinking about it, especially a lot of my friends, your audience is bigger than your bubble. And there's been people who asked me that before. What I mean by that is your bubble being your friends and your family. When you're doing podcasting, you're going to find a genre that you could speak not expertly about, but very heartfelt about, very lovingly about. Okay. Some of y'all want to talk about, you know, nursing and this trial and errors. You know what? Not too many people out there are talking about nursing. You could corner the market on that right now. For those who always ask me about, hey, do you think I could do a podcast about nursing? Absolutely. You do a podcast wherever the fuck your heart sings to. And don't give two shits about who laughs about it, I don't listen to your podcast because you cuss too much. Well, good. Folks, you will not be for everybody. Okay? You won't. I always hear a lot of people tell me that shit. I don't listen because you talk about this. I heard you say cunt one time. Yes, and I'm saying cunt again. So tune out now. Fuck off. Anyway, you do what you do. You talk about what makes you happy. You talk about whatever the hell you want to again. It's being real. I don't like hearing authentic. You're just being your authentic self. That's just people just trying to be cute with that shit. Hell nah, be real about the shit. Be real. If you want to talk about video games, be real about it. If you want to talk about hooking, be real about it. If you want to talk about cooking, be real about it. Just do you and have fun with it. Don't worry about your damn audience who is and who isn't listening. The people who are for you, they'll find you. And the more that you talk about it, the more that you're real about it, the bigger you're going to get. Trust Big Daddy. I know what y'all are saying right now, too, even though some people have actually asked me, you know, they ask me all the time, how's your podcast going? And you know what I tell them? Every single damn time? I don't know. Well, you would know if you'd listen. Every single time. And I know some of them doing it to be smart. Well, how's your podcast doing? Laughing. There's one, and I say it with quotation marks, friend. She asks me all the time, well, it is a nice little hobby that you're doing. I said, to me, this ain't no fucking hobby. And if you're not going to be supportive, don't open your mouth. And she'll just look at me. And she goes, I'm just trying to be, you know, I'm just trying to be funny with you when you're not. Okay? You're intentionally being an asshole. And I can see it and I feel it. Energy speaks. Even though if you're trying to say, oh, I'm just playing with you. No, your energy speaks. And I'm not being sensitive, people. Trust me. Just all my life, I've had people. And for anyone who's out there who's thinking about podcasting or pursuing whatever you want to in your life, okay? It's not being sensitive. It's just you're tired of the bullshit. You want people in your life who are going to support you. You want people in your life who are going to have your back and walk next to you all the damn way through. You will not get it from the people who have ridiculed you, who have not supported you, who have not whatever in your life, giving you the support that you needed. Whether it be friends, family, now, you will find your people, okay? Don't get discouraged. You're going to find your people. And if you feel, if people say, well, you're being sensitive. No, I'm not being sensitive. I'm just tired of the bullshit. If you're not going to be supportive, get the fuck out of my life. Or back the fuck up. Don't say shit. Don't want to hear it. There's nothing wrong with you with protecting your peace. There's nothing wrong with you taking up your space. There's nothing wrong with being you. And I'm repeating myself. So it's time to go. I love you all. It's time to go eat. As usual. As usual. Big Daddy loves you. And mwah! Peace.